Tens of millions more will quickly follow. Every American who wants the vaccine will be able to get the vaccine. And we think by spring, we're going to be in a position that nobody would have believed possible just a few months ago. Yeah. Amazing. Really amazing. They say it's somewhat of a miracle, and I think that's true. The plan we put forward prioritizes the elderly and patients with underlying conditions, as well as healthcare workers and first responders. The ultimate decision rests with the governors of the various states, and I hope the governors make wise decisions who will decide where the vaccines will go in their state and who will get them first. We urge the governors to put America's seniors first, and also I think those who work with seniors, which obviously you're going to have to do that, I think they have to go together, and doctors, nurses, first responders, etc. This will quickly and dramatically reduce deaths and hospitalizations, and within a short period of time, I think we want to get back to normal. The very standard phrase, we want to just get back to normal, get back to where we were a little more than 9 months ago. We're doing incredibly. And in many respects, we're still doing incredibly with our stock markets and everything else, which are hitting all new highs.
That was the president just a couple of hours ago at the White House. This is incredible. Hard to believe that 9 months from the beginning of this, we have a vaccine that in 2 days it'll be in the arms of Americans, preventing more COVID-19. I just had a friend text me that their dad passed away this afternoon. I just got the text 10 minutes ago that a good friend of mine, his dad passed away. So the death and destruction is just incredible. I mean, it's just it's something that we'll tell our grandkids about, but I swear this thing has been horrible. 2020 has just been just awful. Awful, awful. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. More from the president. Also, when we come back, we'll get a medical professional to talk about this. Dr. Mark Siegel from Fox News Channel. We'll let you hear what he had to say today. Stay where you are as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Coming up on 432 as we check out our bank of traffic cameras here in the studios. And we are getting some heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway down there. You're bumper to bumper right now, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. Also on the other side of the freeway, 215 eastbound at Eastern, pretty much touch and go as you work your way through there. Got a crash on the 15 southbound at Sahara. Also look for some slow flows, 15 northbound at Tropicana. Congestion as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl right now, 515 eastbound at Main. Also 515 west at Pecos. You're slow through there. Also, those lane restrictions continue. Interstate 15 north and southbound between Craig and Cheyenne.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders football, they are going to match up against the Colts coming up on Sunday. According to head coach John Gruden, running back Josh Jacobs and safety Jonathan Abram probably will not be able to play in the game. They both missed the win against the Jets on Sunday. Jacobs with an ankle injury and Abram's dealing with a knee ailment. Also, they did get cornerback Damon Arnette back this weekend, but he left early in the game with a possible concussion. Gruden says it might be a shoulder neck issue. Whatever it is, it also sounds unlikely that he will be able to play against the Colts coming up on Sunday. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Save on great holiday gifts during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Plus, take an extra 25% off. Get 15% off Fisher-Price toys. up to 50% off boots for the family, and save on Keurig. Plus, get a little more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Plus, fast and free store pickup. Give with all your heart. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. 25% offer valid December 3rd through December 9th with promo code FAMILYSHOP. Toys, offers, and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use, you can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
A message to my Medicare eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear a medical professional, because you know, we hear from a lot of pundits, a lot of members of Congress on this show. But I think it's good to hear from people that know medicine. Dr. Mark Siegel is the medical expert for Fox News. He was on with Harris Faulkner this morning, and talking of something we don't talk much about, and it has to do with the mental health related to COVID-19. It's just one of those things that we kind of overlook, and we shouldn't. We shouldn't. And he talked about the mental health issues. This is Cut 3, Dr. Mark Siegel with Harris Faulkner this morning on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
Get this. In Dallas in March and April, where they had a shutdown, where everyone, there was a stay-at-home order in place, about 80% of people stayed home. And of those people, there was a 19% increase in binge drinking every week while the shutdown was occurring. In other words, if you don't have anywhere to go, and you can't go out anywhere, you can't go to an outdoor restaurant, you can't go to a movie, you can't interact, it just barrels up the amount of drinking that goes on. And this even involved people who weren't drinkers to begin with. So you can see that it just really showed a sign of despair going on.
Can you talk to me about the mental health that's hit a 20-year low, Doctor? You know, if you said that you had to stand out in the cold and freezing weather all day long, I would understand that people would be wilting, but they're staying in their homes, yet they are. It has an impact. Why is it so negative?
And I think it's even worse than Gallup is reporting, because remember, that saying 25% say they feel poor or fair, but how many people aren't acknowledging that they feel stressed, that they feel anxious, that they feel depressed? Everybody's worried. Mm-hmm. Could I get COVID? Could someone I know get it? What's going to happen to my job? You know, I can't get outside to distract myself. There's a sense of worry being superimposed. And you know what, Harris? It's made worse by all the inconsistent messaging we've been getting from leaders. You know, one day the restaurants are closed, the next day they're open, one day schools are closed, the next day they're open because the studies don't show spread. I think sticking to the science helps. People want information, but they don't want that information changing all the time.
Or at least not changing without facts. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's what people want. They want to know why they're doing something, not just go do it. Look, there's the summit that's coming up on
exactly.
Operation Warp Speed, and I know you follow the vaccine trail very closely. What kind of thing are you listening or watching for as we hear from the White House?
So here's the science. This is so exciting. You talk about the speed of manufacturing, but people out there need to realize that what's really unprecedented here is the science. And I'm very, very satisfied with it, that the data and safety monitoring boards, with all the scientists involved, these messenger RNA vaccines that are coming out, the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines, look to be very, very safe and unbelievably effective, way more than we thought. And the key here is, can we get them into nursing homes where, Harris, 6% of people get 6% of the COVID cases in the country are in nursing homes, but 39% of the deaths are in nursing homes. Can we give them to the healthcare workers on the front lines who then can say to the public, I got it, it worked for me, it's safe? Can we get it into poorer neighborhoods where, you know, black people have about 70% of the COVID cases and the severe cases, and Hispanics as well? Can we get them into the prisons? These are places that we really have to target first before in the spring we get a vaccine out to the entire population.
There you have it, Dr. Mark Siegel, who is a pretty smart dude when it comes to medicine. But one thing that, you know, in all the vaccine talk and all this, we forget about, you know, we talk about these shutdowns, these lockdowns, these stay-at-home orders. Did you know 84, I wasn't aware of this till the other day, 84% of the People's Republic of California is on lockdown. Don't go out. Stay at home. In fact, I just had my friend Jim Yoder, who you've heard many times on the show. He just got an Amber Alert this afternoon. And it's saying, stay at home. Don't go out. Don't go to the store. Don't do anything. Stay in place. That absolutely sucks. Anyway, stay right where you are. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Take a listen to your speakers. Over here. And over here. Unimpressive, right?
Imagine having 17 speakers powered by 710 watts all around you, even in the ceiling. Better? We think so. The all-new Acura TLX with the available ELS Studio 3D Premium Audio System. Acura, less talk, more drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely love this. You know, we always talk about dueling experts. And we let you hear Dr. Mark Siegel, who's a really, really smart dude. And he was talking about the mental health deal. I want you to hear from Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He is the CNN talking head. Yeah, he's actually a real doctor, believe it or not. But he was on with Brooke Baldwin. And the questions that still are open, that really haven't been answered when it comes to the coronavirus vaccine. And it was interesting to me listening to this morning, or this afternoon, I should say. Dr. Sanjay Gupta was on with Brooke Baldwin talking about the open questions. This is cut one about the FDA meetings where they're going to supposedly, it'll be the biggest surprise in the world if they turn down Pfizer. But this was... this was Dr. Sanjay Gupta earlier today on CNN.
You know, people ask about kids all the time. We know they're less likely to develop this, but children under 16 are really not part of the vaccine trials. They may be part of future trials. Pregnant women and lactating women. We'll see how the FDA looks at this data, but it could be that at least for the first round of vaccines, they may not be people on the list. And then people who have immune compromised for some reason, either because of an immunodeficiency disease or chemotherapy or something like that. It could be that their immune systems just don't react well enough. But these are sort of the open questions that remain, Brooke.
Mm-hmm. And so this is all so open questions. We're talking about Pfizer specifically here. We're hoping we will have a potpourri of successful vaccines, right, to choose from eventually. AstraZeneca is another drug maker. We're getting new details on the efficacy of their vaccine. What is that?
Yeah, no, it's really important to point out that there may be other vaccines because, you know, you were mentioning that the government bought 100 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had to make bets, essentially, Brooke, in the summer saying, where do we think this is likely to land? Take a look at this list here to your question. 300 million doses of AstraZeneca is what they bought. At that point in the summer, that indicates that they had a bit more faith in that vaccine. Mm-hmm. 100 million doses of the Pfizer, as you see, 100 million of the Moderna. Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, according to our reporting and my conversation with the FDA commissioner, we may have data at the end of January on that. So within the next couple of months, there may be two more vaccines that come online. AstraZeneca, you mentioned, we are getting some early data. They say about 70% or so effective with the AstraZeneca. It varies depending on how many doses you give. If you do a low dose, like sort of a prime dose, and then a boosting dose, it got up to 90% efficacy as opposed to two full doses. So that's still some early data, so we'll see what the final data shows. But if that data holds up, that would also meet the requirements for an emergency use authorization because they just wanted to see 50% efficacy. So it's promising, Brooke. There's no question about it.
It really is promising. This is going to be something that's phenomenal. I mean, if this works and we can get 20 million, 30 million, 50 million people injected, and we can do it all in the next couple of months? I mean, we're headed towards mid-December, folks. But now the question comes down to, what happens if the American people simply refuse to take the vaccine? I have a good friend, and she swears up and down she's not going to take it. She's not in one of the prime categories, so she probably wouldn't have to make the decision, I don't know, till February or March. And again, if we suddenly start flooding the market with all of these different vaccines, all that have efficacy, all that work, that would be phenomenal. Imagine what the hospitalization rates, and I'm just guessing at this, the hospitalization rates and all these other, the positivity rates, they would all go way down because more people would be protected. It's just bizarre to me that we still have these problems, and that how it'll play out, I don't know. I'm going to open up our phone lines to you because you've heard from the experts. You've heard from Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Mark Siegel, medical doctor, and a Fox News contributor. And I want to find out if you are now convinced that it's okay. In the development, I know there was like 40% that wanted no part of a vaccine. Now that you know, now that it's there, and in 2 days it will be probably approved for use, are you going to be willing to take the vaccine and make us all safer? 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to find out if you are willing to take the vaccine. You may be in a situation where you need the vaccine. You may be on that list of folks that should be first on that list. You may be a first responder. You may work in a nursing home. You may have relatives that live in a nursing home. Will you let them take this drug, this vaccine? We're going to find out. Stay where you are. Here's the number again, 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. And by the way, one thing that has made me okay with the virus, or with the vaccine, I should say, is this whole notion of word that Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama, there have been reports that all of them have said they'd be willing to take the doses on TV. Would that sway you? It sways me. If I see these people doing it, then I've got to imagine it's going to be okay. We'll see what you think. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let our producer, Gentleman Jim Dallas, know, and he'll whisper it to me. I will blab it to everybody right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
What's good just got better. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9, Heidi Harris from 9 to noon, and Charlie Kirk from noon to 2, AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY.
or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
I'm back. Mike Gallagher here, inviting you to wake up with me each weekday morning, 6 to 9. I've got everything you need to start your day, along with a daily dose of hope and encouragement. It's the Mike Gallagher Show here on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, real life intersects with sports, not often, but it has recently. During the warm-up, officials came out on the field, flagged down Dez Bryant, former Cowboy, and told him he would not be able to play against his former team. So the poor Fox, they did their entire pregame show surrounding Dez Bryant. it just the way it falls. But literally during the warm up, players were out on the field, and Dez Bryant was flagged down by medical officials and said, "I'm sorry, you can't play tonight. You tested positive. Let's go." That sucks. But just to give you just a brief overview, a good friend of mine, a prominent PR guy here in town, he had traveled back to Virginia to be with his family and his dad, who had tested positive. And he died today. His dad did. And it's so incredibly sad, and when it touches people close to you, you just wonder, you know, how come it has to suck so bad? You know, when you see statistics like CNN puts up on the screen, and they give you all this, that's a statistic as opposed to real people. And it's a lot different when it's real people. But I did, during one of the commercial breaks, text him, and he said, thank you. I think he knew this was coming when he went back to Virginia. But it's just really sad that this happens. And real people are impacted in a very, very real way. I will tell you this. We are close. I mean, we are so incredibly close. I mean, we really are. FDA is going to meet on Thursday, 2 days from now. But it's not enough to save my friend's dad. And that again, is what is so incredibly, incredibly sad. Stay where you are. Coming up, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Big deal. U.S. Supreme Court rules against the Trump campaign in Pennsylvania. What does it all mean? We'll find out. It's all next on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together.